back.
Republic of Texas Radio, June 11th, 2023. That's for the people that need the double numbers. Yeah, whatever. You don't care. Hey, you know what you should care about? Now we're going to know the truth. That's sarcasm, by the way, Andy. You know, NASA's now looking into UFOs. Oh, crap. Really? So now we're going to know the truth. I think that's pretty funny. There was a lot of UFO nonsense that went on last week. Maybe it's actually real. And actually, maybe it's actually something else. We allude to this quite a bit. You know, UFOs, the way that we see them, can also be brought back to Germany during World War II and electrogravitics and the Brotherhood of the Bell. They were experiments that the German people were, well, or you can say Hitler was doing it, but it was a bunch of other scientists. They were trying to levitate, raise objects, fly without jet engines. They were, you know, whatever. But it was fascinating that we never talk about that, right? Because, you know, well, we don't. Right, they shut down the space shuttle, NASA did, right, and they replaced it with nothing. Right, now we have a little bit of people like, let's say, Elon Musk and all these other companies that are doing things that are just damn near crazy. Rockets going up straight and coming down straight and landing. Really? Okay, you did that how? Right, is there's nothing silly in there, right? It's just thrusters like the old, you know, electronic game. I don't know. The whole thing seems
kind of weird.
Alive.
You brought this up, Steve, because this has been. I didn't talk about it last week, but I've actually got a cousin who, you know, went through this, you know, program here at Fredericksburg. You know, we were one of the first one where they started this. You know, basically a NASA indoctrination, you know, in training center.
Indoctrination.
And he went to work for NASA.
That's good.
And worked NASA's there, you know, his whole adult life. I think now he's actually, you know, kind of retired from it. And I saw him over at my godmother's house. Actually, his mother is my godmother. And, you know, I've been stopping by and talking with him, and he happened to be there. And I asked him, I said, so now that you're out of it, I said, you know, I know I'm sure you've got NDAs and everything else, I said, but, you know, I said, is there some other kind of technology? Are we still going into space on top of a Roman candle, you know? And he goes, well, Elon Musk. And I said, yeah, what about those Elon Musk? And he said, well, all I can really tell you is I don't know exactly what he did because he can't really talk about it, you know. But he said that he's been out and he's watched those Elon Musk rockets take off and come back down. And he said, yes, Alan, he says, they are doing that. He said, I don't know. I said, what is it, just a different, in the propulsion technology, you know, in fuel or what? And he said, well, I really can't tell you that. But, you know, of course, I didn't really expect much of an answer out of him. He was a pretty good kid, but when he went into NASA, he got real freaking creepy.
Yeah, so you sell your soul to the devil. Yeah, I guess I am calling NASA the devil. Well, they're a sort of government agency. Don't like those. They lie to you, right? They downright, outright lie. I don't know. I don't know how much we're supposed to trust them. How about zero, right? You know, am I an anarchist? You know, I was listening to Gaddy yesterday, and, you know, I've always been kind of whatever, libertarian, Republican, anarchist. I love the difference. You know, he brought up one question yesterday, and he says, well, I guess he was saying that the feds showed up at his house about an article that he wrote. And I'm going to throw this out there, right? Anybody listen to the show, Gaddy's show. What is his show called there, Alan? Michael Gaddy's?
God.
Saturday.
It slips my mind.
Whatever. Y'all know who we're talking about. He wrote an article, right, talking about government, and then two SUVs full of feds showed up at his door, and he didn't even publish it. He just sent it into a publisher, right? And I bet you I could guess, and this isn't for sure, it was LouRockwell.com. Anyways, that might have been. I really kind of all of his sources that he was talking about, Ron Paul and Ron Paul and Ron Paul. Lou Rockwell loves Ron Paul, and I love Ron Paul, but I also think he might be evil, right? You know, I looked into his eyes, and that's one of the tests of knowing a person is if can you look into their eyes, and do you see pain or hatred or a black abyss? It's kind of scary. I saw the same thing that I saw when I looked into the eyes of Jimmy Carter, right? I'm kind of like going, oh, crap, right? Because I wanted to, Jimmy Carter appeared, right? And he was signing books, so my mom liked Jimmy Carter, so I got a book, and I went, whoa, look at them eyes. What the hell was that? Didn't meet Alan for many years after when he explained his eye theory, but I'd already looked into the eyes of Ron Paul and Jimmy Carter, and they were the same. And it sucks because I really, really liked Ron Paul, right? What he said was what he said, and he made sense, right? Being a non-interventionalist. You know, and I guess this comes down to what we're talking about today in the Unabomber. To a certain extent, the industrial complex is on runaway. The politicians are on runaway. You know, they're gone, off on their own. You know, we're killing people over in Ukraine, but we're claiming we're not killing people in Ukraine. We're blaming somebody else. The technology is killing us, right? The food supplies are killing us. And you're going, whoa. Okay, people can't see it. They just buy another diet soda. And I'm going, really? You guys know that, and they don't want to hear it, right? They've heard it before.
The water, Steve, the air. I couldn't tell you how many people I've been standing next to, and it's like I'll point up at a fresh set of chemtrails going across the sky, and they're starting to streamer down and everything. And you point up and you say, you see those up there? And they look at you and you say, yeah, aren't they beautiful? I'm like, no, they're not beautiful. What the hell is wrong with you? they weren't there 10 minutes ago.
That's true. I always get these hopium articles that float through my perception, right? You know, and sometimes they're just non-obtruse, right? They call whatever the Generation X, the people behind the millennials. The millennials, unfortunately, most of them have fallen for the worldview of the United Nations. If I were to put it that way, tiny houses and, you know, whatever, you know, socialized everything. But the ones behind them, you know, we always look to the kids. Oh, the kids are going to fix it all. No, they're not going to fix it all. Maybe some of them will survive. Maybe if they become untrusting because of the COVID, right? Give them a little bit of chance to trust it. Untrusted by their rectangle lying to them and sitting there telling them something, and they just go, I don't want that thing. And then they put it away and leave it. Too bad it still tracks you even if you have it. They're going to flip phones. That's some of that hopium I was telling you about, Alan. People are, that generation and some millennials are switching over to flip phones. And they're like, okay, so if I have to have a phone, I just want it to be a phone, right? I don't need our text messages necessarily. I don't need anything, right? I don't need to browse the web or Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, right? They don't need it. And well, this article about Ted Kaczynski that I got, right, it's by New York Magazine. They published it today, right, about Kaczynski, talking about, the millennials that are kind of like looking at Ted Kaczynski as a prophet. And I'm going, okay, I can see that, right? He is talking about the imprisonment of mankind, as well as the setup for a fall, right? The more you wrap yourself around technology, the harder it is to survive when technology fails. Because technology does fail. I think I'm talking too much, Alan. You know,
it's
a talk show.
a moth flies into a spider's web. The more it struggles, the more frantic the spider becomes, and it comes closer and closer, and pretty soon your spider food. They called it the web with a purpose, I do believe. They were making light, making fun of what they were actually doing to not just us, but the whole world. You know, it's a worldwide web, and a web is a means to entrap and ensnare prey.
Yeah. It also describes how the internet structure is. It's a thing in nature, but yeah, it's also a pun. Not a pun. It's a snub, more like it. Well, who knows? And that doesn't really even matter. You know, what does matter? Oh, crap. Am I telling you what matters? I don't know what matters. I kind of like to go to Ron Paul with what matters. You know, Ron Paul said it all. Maybe he doesn't follow it, right? Because that's one of the problems with Ron Paul. He doesn't follow his own advice, right? Though he runs away from a fight, he backs down, he doesn't do the right thing. And, wow, you know, when he gathered all
when
that
Alex
money
Jones
out.
Asked him, when Alex Jones asked him the question live on air, Senator, you know, Senator Paul, what happened, you know? Man, you had the money bombs, the money was rolling in, people were really getting behind you, you had a big movement behind you. You know, you were funded, everything else, man. You were just gaining traction. And Ron Paul stopped and he said, oh, no, if I would have won, they would have killed me.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. You know, Gaddy talked about that a little bit yesterday. You know, he says, well, we can only handle so much freedom. It's like, what does that mean? I mean, I could lament on that for a long time, but I do think that Ron Paul was sold out, bought out, threatened out, whatever, out, right, a long time ago. But doesn't mean that your ethics should waver.
Well,
right?
Freedom does involve a little bit of individual thought and, you know, a little bit less convenience and a little bit less comfort at times. But, you know, but because not everything is there and produced for you and given to you and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's a little more strife involved in it. But then ultimately, what do people consider freedom? Like I said, it's become a subjective word, Steve. It's not just set in stone, you know, like most people think it is.
I remember a few months ago, probably last year at some time, Darren Weeks over at Govern America was telling the story. There's an audio thing on this, and I'll try to remember it. Maybe we'll do it in the coming weeks. It was talking about you will own nothing and be happy, right? You know, and the whole premise of the story, the audio play, the what expose or whatever it was the fact that in the future, not you, not me, you know, well, maybe, we'll probably, nah, they'll kill us. Somebody will be sitting there in the future, and they will be staying where they're told to. And nothing in that place would be theirs. And everything in that place would be, well, I guess, in their world, theirs, ours, right? They wouldn't own it, but if they needed it, they could ask for it. And it will arrive for you in a self-driving car, or a robot, a drone, we can call that. They're really better called drones. So you go, I want to make a milkshake. And all of a sudden, a drone appears, drives up, and, you know, you walk out, or maybe your robot walks out and grabs it for you, and you're like, here's your milkshake machine, and your milkshake, sure. Right? The brave new world is coming along. Right? It's coming along great, but it's not going to be for the normal people. And normal people, I will probably call my neighbors, because in that world, there's not much need for people. So, again, we come for the big depopulization agenda, right? So what are they hitting them with? Well, Steve, you're crazy. They're not killing people. And then you point to aspartame. Right, you point to all these artificial sweeteners. You point to the mineral poor food supply. How about the injections? Right, here's a gene mod shot.
Asbestos being found in Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. All these years, it's had frickin' asbestos in it. How many people have powdered their baby? How many women have used it and are now have ovarian cancer, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, all this stuff is now kind of coming to light and. You can join a class action lawsuit and help the attorneys get richer and richer while you get a check for $3.50 for having mesothelioma. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's, wow. it's also fascinating. And then these people they call doctors, they're damn funny, right? And I will say that there's probably one or two of them that actually try to treat people, and maybe they haven't bought the Kool-Aid, right? Maybe they understand being a doctor means to try to, I don't know. You know, I really don't know. You know, naturopaths, I get that, right? You know, and then there's also, well, there's other kinds of doctors, I'm told now. But the MDs are, well, a mess. And so they just tell you, I don't know, take this. Does that feel better?
Standard of care is what they work off of, Steve. And if they deviate from it, they lose their license.
Yeah, and their license. Why do they care about their license? Because it's something they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars and they're in debt for and then have to pay it back, right? Or $500,000 on your education, right? You know, we have a hospital here in town. You know, Alan and I like to bust on it, right? Definitely do, right? I've seen them deny care to people that I know, right? And act like just dumb arses. Right? Did I just swear arse? But anyways, they deny care, right? And they're beggars, right? They were a non-profit. Now they were bought out by a company that's for-profit, an actual hospital. And everybody's like, well, now we're not going to get any service. You weren't getting any service before. That's the problem. Well, before, they were a nonprofit. So, you know, those C-series and the higher-up directors and blah, blah, blahs, they all got big salaries. Meanwhile, they brought in people and they paid some local people to work at the hospital, but a lot of the nurses and doctors, they're all airplane doctors and nurses, right? You know, an airplane one, they fly here and they work for 2 to 3 times their pay and then they're gone, right? So the doctors don't care about you, right? You're just in there for a minute and they look at you and go, yeah, okay. So let me punch that into the computer. They robo doctor for a second. Here we go. Ah, the robo doctor came back and said, squirt him with this. Squirt him with this, sir. And then they move on. Right, there's no connection anymore, and that's allegedly the healthcare. You know, really?
That's what the VA system is, Steve. Because I can remember when my father was going through his bout, you know, with cancer. I won't even say a battle because it wasn't a battle, except for they were, you know, basically exterminated him, you know, most humiliatingly and miserably. But every time that he would go into the VA, he never saw the same doctor because they were just traveling through. And no one knew, you know, what they'd given him, what they'd done to him. You know, oh, well, we see that you've got a colostomy bag. Yeah, that happened last time I was here. Oh, well, I don't know anything about that. I'm going to have to look at your files, you know. Blah, 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 blah. You have no one, you know, that's been there that actually knows you, that knows your condition. And you know, so they don't really give a damn. They can't give a damn because all they're doing is reading a file.
Or, yeah, you don't matter to them, you know, just it's a paycheck and they'll say, no, it's not. I personally, no, just screw yourself. Anyways, that's too hostile, Steve. I'm going to back that down. Cherry in Kansas, let's get some optimistic point of view across.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Back to the frequency thing.
Okay.
Alan, have you ever read any of Phil Callahan's work? Does that name sound familiar?
Name doesn't strike a bell, no, ma'am.
He was a radio operator during World War II over in Ireland, and he got his degree later in bug science. You know, was his specialty. He actually, I think he actually, that's what his PhD is in. But he used to write for Acres USA some, and I've got this book by him, Ancient Mysteries, Modern Visions.
Yeah, that's the music. Hang on, Sherry. Let's go through the break. We'll get back. Hey, by the way, I like Baker's magazine. That was really, really neat. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back. It's in my head, the camera, so it's 12 in the morning.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Sherry in Kansas is with us, and she was talking about, well, frequencies. I guess that's where we're going. Continue on there, Sherry.
Okay, this scientist, he, because his background in radio frequency, he concentrated a lot on the frequencies in, with bugs and stuff. And how they use it to operate. And he went back to Ireland back in later on and went around. And they have these round towers in Ireland that were built somewhere between the 6th and the 9th century A.D., and they're usually, there was a monastery around them where they were built. And one day he noticed these guys transporting these ships, or these sheep, out to this island where one of these round towers was still up, because a lot of them have come down or something. But he asked him, why are you going to all that trouble to take those sheep out there? And they said, the grass is so good, you know, that's why they went to the trouble. And he determined, the way these things are, they have a really high door. It's not like you use them for anything. They tried to say they were for defense purposes, but he determined they were made out of paramagnetic rock, and they were, and the, these doors there was usually dirt up to the doors, and he thinks that that's how they tuned them, is throwing dirt in there, but he thinks they were used to capture cosmic rays of a certain wavelength to enhance the agriculture. And but it's really interesting, his theory, because he plotted the ones that he could still find that were still up, and they seem to correlate with the stars at the time of the winter solstice. That was pretty interesting anyway. But, you know, the problem I see with Tesla's deal about putting electricity through the ground, I think we would have had real problems if they had done that. Because a little electricity is supposed to be good for your plants, but too much, as we can see with ourselves, is not.
Well, you've heard about the ELF towers, you know, the ELF waves and the ground wave, you know, what was it, the GWEN, ground wave, you know, emergency networks and everything, you know, they radiate spokes out and basically create a ground antenna that radiates, you know, radio, you know, very low frequency radio waves through the planet, you know, and you know, means of long range communication, you know, that's basically undetectable. There's a lot of strange things going on, Sherry, that we're not informed about.
Yeah, and we don't really. They won't really do or let out any information that they have of how they're affecting us.
I guess we wouldn't listen to them if they said it, you know, because I'm so used to it that, I mean, I've heard so much about frequency and sound, and we could talk about electricity versus scalar electricity, you know, our theories on how power goes from one place to the other and, you know, harnessing that. And is 110 volt AC the best power source for all of our thingamajigs? Ted Kaczynski probably would say no, right? He'd say, you don't need it, right? And maybe he's right. You know,
well, one thing interesting in this book, because he did a lot of traveling, apparently, and he went over to Egypt, too, where the pyramids were, and he thinks that the pyramids weren't burial chambers. He thinks they were for levitating.
No,
this book that I have, his Ancient Mysteries, Modern Visions, I was talking to Jim McCanny about this on John Moore's show, and John Moore looked up the book, and it sold for $22 when it came out. And he, at the time, and this was a couple years ago, he said that it was like $80 on Amazon.
One of those interesting books. Look up a guy named Joseph P. Farrell. You want to read some interesting books?
Yeah, I've got his Bankster's book, and I just got his...
Oh, that's a great book.
His book on Giza that I haven't started yet, but yeah.
Anyway, that was... And he's got books on transhumanism and the Nazi SS, you know, the Brotherhood of the Bell, and, the Nazi Bell, you know, Diglaka and the pyramids. He's a very interesting read.
What is his background? Is in physics, right?
I believe so. Yes, it's been a while since I read him. I've got all of his books and I've read them, but it's been a while since I believe he was in.
Dude, that's got to be 10 years since you read all those.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I had, guys. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll do the break. Short segment coming up. We got callers on the line. Well, not callers. Callers. Nah. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it.
All right.
Tooth and nail, and it's time for me.
We're back.
Republic
of Texas Radio. Let's go to the phones as soon as I can figure out how to make Skype work. They changed it on me so much. James in Vancouver. That's right. Now I got my stuff up. Welcome to the show, James. How are you doing?
Getting ready for my first cup of coffee, and I wondered if you boys had got it all figured out by now yet.
Yeah, we did. We figured it out last hour.
Yep. The answer is 42, James. The answer is 42.
I think those fires might be started by masers, which is amplified microwaves.
Interesting.
From what I hear. I got these damn birds cheeping in my garden here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. Tell them to quiet down.
Well, I just... They left. They heard you.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
From the sounds of it, people talk about microwaves, and yeah, of course, they're dangerous, but you can make them like a laser if you make the sources coherent for the emission, and what you get is called maser, supposedly invented by Charles Townes of Columbia. But I think he stole it from the Germans. But, of course, I can't prove that on today's show. But
maybe tomorrow's. Who knows?
By the way, Townes had a fight with his graduate student, Gordon Gould. And Gordon Gould actually invented the laser on his lunch break, and he took it to a notary public and had it stamped, you know. And then there was a big fight between Gould and the United States government because they took the whole thing away from him. And it took him 20-plus years of court time to get a patent for his laser, which he finally got. But this science and technology stuff, when it gets into big business and the military, why, then there's a whole lot of catfighting going on over the whole issue. So just thought I'd...
James,
by the way, can I share one more thing for you?
Okay.
For you? You mentioned tires, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you know microchips, right?
Microchips are not tires.
Yeah, yes. You've heard of microchips. They're in the computers. And you know human beings, right?
Well, not...
They all got one thing... Yeah, they all got one thing in common. You know what that is?
I don't know.
Polymers.
Carbon?
They're all polymeric. Polymers. Macromolecules. You got polymers, paint molecules in the microchip, and the current sketches are etched out in polymers that are sprayed on, right? And of course, living things are all polymers, and so are tires, the glorified rubber. There you
glorified
go.
Glorified rubber.
How do you get lice, though? Here's the deal.
You know, James. Strange things happen. You know, in the world of physics, when things are brought into resonance and coherence, it changes things drastically. The way things work in the normal world,
yeah.
When you manipulate them and bring them into resonance and coherence and everything else, it
sounds like your voice is in one of those tin can telephone tunnels.
Yeah, it seems we're having some audio things. I think
audio.
Sam's compensating, but. Yeah, we probably have a cellular problem. That's what I'd be thinking. And Alan's coming to clear to me. Yeah, well.
The National Security Agency is listening to our conversation.
And, hey,
all right, I'll let you guys go. Huh?
Okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Jerry's back, by the way. You know, I guess he has two more cents. We're getting all sorts of pennies from Jerry. How are you, Jerry? Welcome back.
Oh, pretty good. You know, you guys touched on four different things that I was interested in. When Sherry called, she was talking about low frequency. Look up a guy by the name of Edward Lead Scallion. Mm. And I don't know if you remember, he built the Coral Castle. I couldn't have weighed 151 pounds soaking wet, but yet he moved 30-ton coral stones by himself, and he moved them quite a distance. Yeah.
I've heard the story. The trucks would pull into his yard. The driver would get out, you know, and walk off. They'd close the gates, and the driver would come back, and all the stones were off the truck and moved. And, yeah, there was just one guy in there, one skinny little guy.
Yeah, he had a gate, I believe it weighed near 7 tons, that you can push open with one finger.
Yep.
He had a rocking chair that you could rock in it, just like a regular wooden chair, weighed 5 tons. You know? An amazing guy. And you know what's funny is he, Edgar Cayce, and Nikolai Tesla all died within 7 years apart, so they all lived on this planet at the same time.
Mm.
And a lot of people question, were they from this planet, you know? I mean, just conspiracy theory, everything else like that, because they had unique gifts, let's put it that way, that are uncommon among regular human beings. So the other thing, you guys were touching on Fukushima. I don't know if you guys are in the same ballpark as me, but I think that was done purposely. It was never a 9.0 earthquake. It was registered as a 6.7, and the epicenter was actually in the
ocean,
the nuclear control part of the building. Now, the flood that came, the tsunami that came, the epicenter for that was 20 to 28 miles off the coast of Japan.
Off the coast.
Who was doing naval war games back at that time? The United States and South Korea. A lot of this stuff don't fit, you know? I forgot the name of the guy, but Kerry Cassidy interviewed him. He literally moved out of the United States. I believe he went to Mexico. I cannot remember his name. Stone. I believe it was Steve Stone. And she had an interview with him, and he worked for the CIA, and he would reverse engineer things that were put on his desk. And he came right out there and says, "Hey, I got some news for you. This couldn't happen." Now stop and think about something for 1 minute. Japan witnessed back in World War I, not one but two nuclear bombs being dropped on them, or atomic bombs. Let's put it that way. So if they were going to build a nuclear electrical facility, don't you think they would have built it to twice the standards of the United States, seeing that they've already suffered through this and realized what was going on? Just a thrown-out question. Okay?
Yeah.
And the other thing you guys mentioned...
Endless possibilities, Jerry. Endless possibilities.
Oh, yeah, but one more thing you guys were talking about, they retired the space shuttle. And they also retired the SR-71 long before the space shuttle. You do not retire your prize-winning racehorse until you get something
better. Unless you've got something better.
Yeah. You're on the same ballpark as me. Hey, that's all I wanted to add. You guys, sorry for calling in twice, but have a great day.
Hey, not a problem.
Very good points. Very good questions, yeah.
The SR-71 Blackbird, huh? Wow. I remember seeing that bird fly, right? I used to live in a part of California that homed those planes, right? It's funny that was built in the 1950s, and we're told that old stuff, it's just old, right? But engineering is engineering. It's kind of a freaky plane. But, yeah, what do you think? I know what you think, Alan. You know, there is something else out there, and we're not told about it. But when it comes out, everybody's going to go, oh, yeah. They kept it from us to keep us safe, right?
Was it Blue Beam or Blue Book? You know, pretty soon there will, you know, in this country there will be a giant holographic Jesus in the sky. Over in Japan and China, there will be a giant Buddha in the sky. And, in India there will be a giant Rastafarian in the sky. Or what the hell, you know? Who the hell knows? We're creeping towards it, folks. It's a pretty fast crawl now. It's not really a creep, but still, they're not going to let us know until the right time exactly what they have to bring to bear against us.
Yeah. Of course, that's old. You know, it's amazing how many people write about declassified documents now prove absolutely that we're aliens and they've been here like since forever, and they're trying to actually do this and that. And of course, during those times, like last week, I didn't even pay attention to it because it just felt more like nonsense, like the Trump indictments thing, right? You guys think that's funny? I think it's pretty damn funny, right? They're like, okay, out of everything, he's an evil president because he had a box of papers. Oh, Steve, it wasn't just a box of papers. They had the most important stuff on the papers. And, well, whatever.
Remember 876,000 sealed indictments, and they're all going to come open, and everyone's going to jail. And I'm still waiting for the Q horse to ride in and save my ass. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Yeah, I hear you. But there was some alien stuff that came out last week, and it was fun for your Project Blue Book folks, right? Did you hear about it? The 10-foot aliens in, I think it was New Mexico, right? You know, and they caught the strange lights on the body cams of the police, and they're like, oh yeah, this proves it. There were 10-foot tall aliens in my backyard, and I didn't film them. But there's a 911 call, right? You know, there's always a phone
what
call.
Did the alien say? Did he say Klaatu, Nikto Barada?
I don't think they talked to him, right? Because they called cops, and the cops came over, and they saw him, and they put an APB out for 10-foot-tall aliens or something like that. You know, it's kind of like more nonsense. You know, the whole world is nonsense, right? The offensive. What is this, like the worst sitcom in the world? You know, if you pay attention to the news, I mean, really, the worst programming ever. Okay, the war in Ukraine. Yeah, the Ukrainians have an offensive, and they killed all the Russians, and they are now underway, and Russia is crumbling in the corner. And then Russia says, well, the Ukrainians attacked, we kicked their butt and destroyed all their tanks. Right. Okay. What's true? Right. You know, the way it goes back and forward, they blew up a dam. Oh, well, Russia blew up a dam.
It's the longest running play on Broadway, Steve, but I've never been much of a thespian lover.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy this never ending play, but I see it as that.
Yeah, it is a never ending play. But Ukraine, and I'm sorry to harp in on this, right? But it's damn funny. Right. You know, if you're watching the play, right, the show, I know people are dying. Don't get me wrong. Right. People are most likely dying. Right. And Ukraine most likely exists and the war most likely exists and so forth. But the Ukrainian Secret Service, they found a Russian soldier was calling and he admitted that they blew up the dam. And it was like, hey, man, this is a Russian demolition soldier. And I just blew up the dam. That was us. And it wasn't the Ukrainians. And long live Ukraine or Russia or whatever. Such a bunch of bull, right? And people, you know, follow along with it. And they'll love it, right? Seriously, they love it. You know, we've got this one group of individuals that, Alan and I kind of lovingly call Poodle Woman and Rag Boy, and they own a building, a facility, right? And they sell really bad clothing to really, really rich people. Maybe it's really, really, really rich people. You buy a shirt for $600-$800 that looks like crap, right?
Well, you can go to rotten sail cloth with a couple of safety pins in it, yeah?
Yeah, you'll look dumpy as you can be. Well, they threw up the Ukrainian flag this week, and I go, oh, crap. Really? You're doing that? And I'd expect them to do that. But they just got back from putting their head in a bucket of sand since COVID hit. I mean, go how many years since COVID? They closed their doors quicker than snot in January of 2020. And the first thing they do, they reopen and throw up a Ukrainian flag. Okay.
I'm glad I don't get to your side of town very much, Steve. That side of town is definitely a lot more insane than my side to this point. But
they're all
moving
nutters.
This way.
They're all nutters. James wants back in. James in Vancouver, come on back. You woke up a little bit more.
I just want to say one more thing. I think so-called President Joe Biden should be indicted for having a green Corvette. Nobody should have a green Corvette. That's what I
want to
say.
Okay, that's
all right,
fair
I'll let
enough.
You go.
See, I had a girlfriend in college that she was a beautiful little redhead, drove a metallic dark green Corvette, 1980. I kind of liked that car. Kind of liked dating her for a little bit, but we didn't hit it off too well, so.
Yeah, that happens with ex-girlfriends. They go away with their green Corvette.
But at least his Corvette's green, which you guess what? It's energy efficient while it's getting 8 miles to the gallon?
I don't know. You know, all these guys, they have their props. You know, what do you think? He bought that Corvette when he was breaking up with his ex-wife when he was a senator. And, you know, before he had an affair with, Dr. Jill Biden? Doctor. Right, you know, because she was having an affair, right? She's not a straight up, well, she's a cheater and a liar. Might work really good with Senor Biden, whatever his name is. But so speaking of the Corvette, right? I mean, we're dealing with Trump in his paperwork from Mar-a-Lago, right? So how many times do people have to be seeing this story, right? Pence is absolved, right? Pence had classified documents, but he didn't know about it. And but Trump knew about it, and he had pictures. Huh. And he, the government said, give them back, and he said no. Did he? He said, take what you want, allegedly. Who knows what they said? Who cares? You know? And then Biden.
There's always got to be a villain, Steve. There's always got to be a
villain.
There's
always got to be. And either
within your country or on a global scale. You know, we can never be without war because there will be no villain to keep people in fear about.
Yeah, it's a trip. But, you know, whatever. It's our world to live in. You know, I had another thing that I wanted to share with you, but I guess that's kind of like irrelevant. We're getting towards the end of the show. Hey, Sam, I threw a song into Skype too. Oh, okay. There's a I got an email this week, and okay, it was a really nice email, right? Sometimes I get strange emails, and well, most of the time they're strange. They're like football codes, 42, 42, hike, or whatever. But this one, you know, the guy calls in. I'm not going to say your name on air because you didn't call into the show, but I do appreciate your email. And he says that he listens to our archive on Monday as well as Robert Raybould's show. And I'm going, well, crap, I'm in good company. You know, I love Robert Raybould, and I do listen to his show on Mondays as well. I listen to Red Pill Politics on Monday morning and then Robert Raybould's show. And then I go down the weekend lineup and listen to different people from the weekend. So I appreciate you reaching out. But I don't understand this little sentence, and maybe I won't know until the future. He says he's kind of befuddled by the times that times and have gone down some rabbit holes like NDEs and OBE stuff. Huh. I don't know what an NDE is or an OBE is.
OBE would be maybe out-of-body experience. I don't know. There might be another acronym that's used for, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think the computer exchange object. I don't know. I'm confused. Out-of-body experiences. Huh. I don't know that I've covered that lately. Have we covered that lately, Alan?
I don't believe so. You know, that's more of that stuff that maybe we're capable of, but we're, you know, told that we can't do it from a young age, so we don't ever, you know, realize our potential. Endless possibilities, Steve, in this world. You know, it's like in today's world, you know, my big thing today is as soon as the show's over, baby deer is going outside for the first time because she's got way too much energy to stay inside all the time anymore, so... hopefully she'll come back and know where the bottle is. And like my other ones, it's always a scary thing, you know, letting your child go for the first time. But at least it's a decent world out there this year. It's not the nightmare we were in last year. So yeah, maybe there's good things afoot.
Well, that's good. I know I'm stuck in a workathon where I get to work every day to try to keep the hamster wheel. Well, it's nice to have work. Right, and I do deal with an ethics system of you say you're going to do work, then do the work. Don't let them down, right? You say you're going to be there at this time. So the only way I can do it is working Sunday and working Saturday and working Monday and this and that. And don't get too upset about it because the other times, you know, I can think of a few years ago when work was kind of worse.
Computers never stopped, Steve.
They never stopped breaking. You know, and they break them on purpose. There's a huge problem right now with passwords and the way that Microsoft and Google are managing passwords. It almost feels, well, it does feel like an info grab. They're all, we need to change your password. You need to give me your phone number. And they're doing this to my customers. And my customers are going, I don't understand why they're doing it. You know, I'm like, really, you do? Well, some of them don't. Some of them are old and they don't get it. And I'm like, well, they're gonna solve this problem for you. That's why they're doing it. You don't need a password anymore, and it's not gonna be your fingerprint. It's not, right? It's gonna be something imprinted, some hard solution right? And it's going to solve all your problems so Microsoft can tell where you are, wherever you are, right? It could even be 5G enabled, right? I know a lot of you are saying it already is.
Conquering the human domain, total information awareness.
Sure.
There are many names for it, yeah.
Right? So they can check my heartbeat from, you know, wherever, NASA Central, you know, wherever. But they're heading that way. But I'm just saying the quickening is coming. I'm getting way too many of those calls, and it's kind of scary. And then they're like, well, what do you do, Steve?
Thousands of shoebox surveillance satellites up there. You know, folks, you know, satellites in today's world aren't these great, big, giant, clunky things up there 22,000 miles out anymore. You know, they're putting up thousands of what they go, you know, the easiest term is shoebox satellites, surveillance satellites that are low Earth orbit, and they can watch, and they do watch, and they are seeing everything, every movement, tracking and tracing everything. And it sounds paranoid, but I live
in
reality.
Sounds paranoid. Art in Georgia, you got a few minutes here. Come on.
Yeah, real quick, gentlemen. ODE, OBE, out-of-body experience, and the NDE is a near-death experience.
Oh, okay. That was good timing. Appreciate it, Art. You guys have a good day.
Have a great one, guys.
Take care, folks.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.